This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
New York's Andrew Cuomo will be in Havana today, the first U.S. governor to visit since frozen relations began thawing. He's fostering greater ties, and by ties, business relations can be assumed. Later this week, the International Basketball Federation and the NBA are holding a development camp in Havana. This is considered the first big foray into Cuba by big-name sports. Gigi Duban reports.
Baseball's slow, football too violent. Basketball's problem? That would be what Southern Utah University economist Dave Barry calls a talent balance issue, which is to say, to be a top player in the NBA, you've got to be super tall. LeBron James is 6'8". That's really hard to find.
There's just no way for it to acquire enough talent that everybody can be competitive.
That said, the NBA's clinic in Cuba is probably not a scouting trip for future NBA stars.
I think this is more about trying to build the global brand of the game.
Glenn Gerstner teaches sport management at St. John's University. He says, sure, it's about goodwill, but taking all those players and coaches to Cuba is also a smart PR move.
Considering the size of their budget, it's a relatively small amount of pay for the fact that we're talking about it right now.
And he says, if there's one game the NBA plays at a pace faster than most sports, it's the game of self-promotion. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.